Welcome, welcome. Tuesday, live with Linda, December 22nd. It is always such a gift for me to greet you all here. And I would like to begin by just starting with a heart hug. And very gently, just with a smile and, wow, this feeling of, wow, the wow factor of being able to be here together in this way. And with these really remarkable spiral circles, connect into this source, divine spark in every cell in our body. Let us send with each breath and each spiral circle, gratitude. Send it with light all around your body. Just send it like this beautiful rays of light into yourself. And let us send this heart hug to Liz, who can't be with us today, and to all of those who are not yet with us and can't make it on the call. And to all of your family and your friends, each one of us will send this knowing of connection to this remarkable creative source within our whole bodies, every part of our body. And let us now open our eyes. And I would love to, I just want to introduce you to what I have behind me, because instead of a Christmas tree, two Christmases ago, we started this tradition of on the wall having a wreath that has lights on it. And then right behind me, we have this table. And it has plates from my parents and Roland's parents and his grandmother, the closest one, and the glasses from his grandmother. And everywhere we have these angels. And of course, our angels of our Rainy, who's always with us in spirit. And I don't know how well you can see this print in the middle here. It's just a woman reading a book and just for the moment feeling all of these angels surrounding her. And I decided this morning that I would like us to actually start in the forest, that we go into the forest. And this time, we all know how to go on our magic carpets, but we also know that with our mind, we can simply decide, wait a minute, here we are. We're all gathered together. However you got there, just shift. It's just shape shifting, just with our mind. Shift from your chair into the forest. And this forest clearing, as always, is waiting for us. As we find ourselves there, we're going to gather again. But first, I'm going to ask each one of you to simply, in your own way, acknowledge all of the beings of nature who are here with us. And of course, we have many, many animals. And all of the angels who surround us, just be aware of their presence and of all of the nature spirits who are here with us. And feel the breath of Mother Earth under your feet. And let us ask permission to be here in this forest and with the water that we have always created in the center of our beautiful forest clearing here. And today, let's call in the birds. Which birds are with us? Some of you will bring some amazing birds in. I love these little tiny wild canaries that fly around us here in Hawaii. They're usually on the lawn. And the cardinals and come into our house. They're here with us in the forest. And I'd like us now to gather in a circle and get really comfortable. Just like with a snap of a finger, create a place that you would like to sit. Some of you might want to lie down and just like in Roman times, really be comfortable to listen. Because I'm going to tell you a story. How I came to the place of forgiveness and how it affected everything that I do. And it's a Christmas story, as you will hear. So just get comfortable. And let's everybody just imagine you've got some wonderful something you would love to have, a beautiful sparkling water. I have my hot cacao with a little wonderful honey from the bees that are related to the bees who are flying around here in our forest clearing. So how I came to the place of forgiveness, which I believe is essential for our healing on the planet. In 1981, I was at Nacimiento Ranch and Research Center, or a place near Atascadero, California. And somebody drove in the driveway, got out of the car and announced that she had been near Vancouver, British Columbia. And she had received a message from the angels that she was to come and see me. She'd heard about me and that I would have a message for her. And I trust these messages. And so I said, well, I believe that you came to me drove all the way from British Columbia to go to Santa Barbara, several hundred, to be with a woman named Athena Dobbins. Now I had met Athena. She had actually come to our center, and she was a woman who had for years been at Findhorn in northern Scotland, protecting, you know, putting this protection all around Findhorn, which if you don't know about it, if it's on your radar, it's an amazing place. They're still very much in operation. And they became famous for, in soil that was not possible to grow anything, having these gardens that were so amazing that the botanists from the UK came around, all the UK came from England, came up to this area and studied them. And they said the way they were so successful, they communicated with the fairies and the nature spirits. And so I, as I told her this, I thought, wait a minute, I'm supposed to go myself to see Athena. This woman came all the way so that she would pick me up on the way and go with her. And so we went and I asked Athena for a session. And she did these sessions where you stand there with closed eyes. I was sitting with closed eyes. And she does what she calls unraveling the earth dust from our beings. The dust that keeps us from knowing who we truly are. Now we have T-Touch to do this. But she did this and I just sat there, just trusting. And when she finished, I stood up and she left the room and I was just standing with my eyes closed in the room. And in front of me, Jesus stood through my closed eyes. And I had always had this this feeling that he was a brother to me. I have a memory of being at the birth. And I believe that many of you who gather around, who keep coming back and back, I believe we were all there. Had some role. I don't know. Sometimes I see myself walking behind a camel on the way to the birth. So I don't have any more information for that, but I have this really strong, strong connection. And when Jesus stood in front of me, it was not, I trust totally. And what he said is, you're ready to do my work. And I was taken aback and I immediately felt, who am I? And then I stopped myself and I said, what can I do? And he simply said, teach forgiveness. And I said, I can do that. And so what was really interesting, it was just a very short time, within a month or so, I started teaching a week class in the Course in Miracles. And because there was no one else in the area to do it. And so I did it. And we gathered at our Nasamio Ranch and Research Center once a week. And one sentence, you all, changed my life with animals and with people. And it's a sentence that says that aggression comes from a place of fear and is a cry for help. And many of you have heard me say this before, but in that moment when I read that, I thought of two animals, one dog and one horse. What I had done, what I call, you know, given a whack of thunder when one horse had bucked with this person. And I apologized. I felt really bad because we had learned now how we can show a horse what we want. And with the dog, I had really once stopped him in his tracks because he'd attacked another dog. And then I found out that he'd been with a trainer before who'd punched him in the jaw. And so I really had some forgiveness of myself to do. And then finally, you know, I found Ho'oponopono. And it's made such a difference to my life and to the lives of so many. And this is this time of Christmas. And so I invite this Christ energy, this presence. And I had the wonderful experience in 1984 of being baptized by Father Charlie Moore in the Carmel River in the name of the universal Christ energy of love and forgiveness. And then Ho'oponopono came into my life. And I believe today, this is at this time of the amazing, amazing experience of the solstice, this time, when for the first time in 800 years, Saturn and Jupiter are lined up in what they call the configuration of the Star of Bethlehem. And it gives us, it is like entrance now, finally, into the age of light, out of the age of darkness. Because for aeons on the planet, we have been in a situation where conflict and war is everywhere. And we all, as you've heard me say before, I've had this experience of seeing that in every cell in our body, we're absolutely not programmed. We're part of all of that chaos. And the beauty is, this is our opportunity now, being here together with this beautiful key of T-Touch to unlock that creativity, that creative energy, that source energy that in every cell in our body. We can just remember that and make that connection. And then we have the tools. This is a beautiful tool, this key that we have. And another tool that we have at our for our use is the Ho'oponopono. And I invite you to just imagine being sitting, lying there, and feel, now just take a moment here to feel all the animals around us. Many of you will have your personal animals. I want you to just look around and see also a ring of animals who are with us in spirit. I see them above me in this circle of animals, all these beings. And we can bring them down today onto the earth and surround ourselves with all of these remarkable archangels and our personal angels, our guardians who are here with us. And I'm going to read you just a selection. Some of you have been reading this. I want to bring this in on this special winter solstice. And it's from my book, Ho'oponopono, my favorite book, The Hawaiian Forgiveness Ritual is a Key to Your Life's Fulfillment. And the core of the simplified Ho'oponopono, the four magic sentences, are: together, we will apply the four magic sentences of the Ho'oponopono in small exercises and examples to solve problems and conflicts. It's quite simple, so please take part in this. If something troubles you, if something sends prickles up your spine and you would like best to turn around and go away, and above all, if someone presses your buttons, always direct your thoughts to the following sentences. And I'd like to add to this, direct this to yourselves, the parts of us that are perhaps not functioning as well as they could be. So the four sentences: I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. These four sentences seem like a mantra or a magical formula, but they are rather a meditation and a prayer. They operate through time and space beyond cause and effect and transmit themselves directly to your inner family, the higher self, the inner child, and your waking consciousness. After a short while, you achieve inner peace and change from disharmony to harmony. You move yourself from separation to union while you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. And if you have not already read this, it has a little explanation for each of those, but I'm going to go a couple of pages, and I want to direct us to this page that is talking about the cause and effect. We live in a universe of cause and effect. Each thought, each feeling, you've all heard this many times, thanks to me quoting Greg Braden in the Spontaneous Healing of Belief book. But here it is in Ho'oponopono. Each thought, each feeling, and each word is based on something that happened earlier. Everything we do, and also everything we don't do, for example, by refusing or ignoring our ability to help, has an energetic effect. And I want us just now to think and just feel, rather, and just be there. And just go to part of your body that wants some attention, where we've been avoiding for whatever reason. Doesn't matter the reason. Just go there and smile and actually physically reach out and do some just basic, very light connections, 1¼ circles around this area. And celebrate the fact that we can do this and the fact that we have the science from such an inspiring book that changed my life, Sir Charles Sherrington, Nobel recipient who wrote with such passion about the just incredible intelligence of ourselves. And Bruce Lipton in Spontaneous Evolution, his passion. And Joan King, who brought it to another level of understanding. And I want to do a shout out to Sage Lewis's beloved husband, James, because it was he who gave me the key that many of you will speak to, for those of you who need a different support from the Hindu legend. And that is, thank you, James, for sending us to the King James Version, Luke 17, lines 20 and 21. The power of God is within you and all around you. And that's what we feel. Oh, look all around us. Look in the forest. Look at our animals. Look at the stones. Look at the water. Feel the breath of Mother Earth. That's our touchstone, is Mother Earth, and this knowing that within us is this divine wisdom. That's who we are. That's what I want to turn you onto on this precious day and this solstice that is a time that we've never seen, 800 years now since this conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. And it brings us to finally the age of Aquarius, which means the age of light. Out of aeons of darkness where we have a choice of the light. And I'd like us just to feel that. And the choice is, the choice is, do we choose to stay with the chaos that we see around us? Or do we choose compassion and creativity and caring for others and bringing the light into all places? That's the difference between shifting from the third dimension, which we've been in on this planet, to the fifth dimension, when we remember we are a part of all it is, and we each one of us has the possibility of contributing just by bringing the light. And we start with ourselves. This is our universe, this bodies that we have, and we can take the issues that we're dealing with. So many of us, man, I got them all, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them. And we can help with intelligence, with science, yes, and with T-Touch. And with the plants, with the wonderful ways of healing and with our thoughts and being with the forest and feeling. Just take a deep breath and bring in the fragrance of some wonderful flowers around you, the ones that the bees are attracted to. Feel that. And listen to the wind gently speaking to us through the pine needles, some of these trees, and the whispering of the leaves, whichever trees you're with. Feel that and know that anytime, that's who we are connected to all that is. And that through T-Touch, we can connect with ourselves and bring light into ourselves and know that we are reaching out to all beings. And with that, I'd like you to give yourself a hug. A hug. And just look around you and give thanks to all those who've been with us here. And take that feeling back with us into our homes. Let us gather again. And sit quietly back in our chairs or wherever you were comfortable in your home. Just come back. And I'm going to sing this song and bring you back into your body. And then at the end of the song, you can open your eyes. You can join me, those of you who know it. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body as well. I'm so glad that my cells are happy. I'm so grateful that my cells are well. So, welcome back into our worlds that we have created. And I would really love to just have you share some feeling you got from that, something you felt out there, some inspiration, some connection that we can support you with. And Liz Thompson can't be with us today because she has contacted COVID. So we can just send her much light and love and know that she is going to be absolutely okay and come through this. So let's really hold that. And at the same time, for all of those who know families and people with COVID, let us just send them light and deep, deep appreciation and hold the infinite knowing, yes, yes, they will come through this. So I invite you. I see you, first of all. I just want to look around and see you here. I want to just enjoy. Chanel, I'm so happy to see you. I was going to call you. I'm so happy to see you here. Every one of you. Charlotte, thank you for all you've been sending me. I've been so appreciating. Marge and Christine and Jewel. I was going to wear the turtles for you today. And then I decided I wanted these hearts because they're from Italy. And I just wanted hearts to be with us today. Lois and Heidi. Hi, everybody. So can you unmute yourself and let us share first some inspirations? And then I'm going to talk about this change, this what this means for us. I'd like to discuss a little more what this means for this solstice, what the opportunity is. So, inspiration. from what we just did.
Linda, it's yes. Chanel here.
Hi, Chanel.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
And to you.
I just wanted to say that it's very difficult for me to go into the forest because it feels like touching heaven. And I want to be there. And I know that I can't be in the spirit world all the time, but I have to be here in the physical world too. And to bring that light from the spirit world into the physical realm is, it's a mystery. And I believe that it is true. It can happen. And how I try to do that my best is by doing the heart hug and sending light and love. And to anyone that needs really prayer or meditation or light or healing. So I'm really thankful for everyone that shares, and I want you to know that I think about you, Linda, a lot, and I love you so much and all you brought to me and my family. And I just wanted to, I needed this today so much because of the, I feel like I'm in a dark spot, and that's going to be really hard for me to, when I feel like I'm getting attacked, to send light and love out. So that's my struggle at this point.
And know that you can, when you feel that way, you can always pick up the phone and call me. I'm not going anywhere. I will be here. And know that even without that, just know, call us all in. We can really bring and call in your angels.
Okay, thank you, Linda. I'll remember that. Angels.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
Lois, is that you coming on? Kirsten, can you unmute her? Or Marianne, can you unmute her? I guess I should be able to do
sorry,
that.
Who was it, Linda? I'm sorry.
Lois.
Right button. Oh, yeah. All my computer skills can go right out the window in an instant.
Got it. I totally get it.
I just wanted to share the inspiration from that journey. When you met Jesus, Jesus did not ask you to do anything that you couldn't do. I thought, oh yeah, I remember an image in my mind from, way long, we were in a group and it was like, I just hoped I would recognize him if he appeared, and he appeared to you, and it wasn't that hard. He asked you to do something you could do. And I thought, oh. And I thought, huh, I make such a big deal out of it. It's like, following Jesus, that sounds like, oh my gosh, it's going to be painful. it just seems like a big deal. But yet when he appeared to you, it was like, oh, just teach forgiveness. And now there's this Ho'oponopono thing, which is really fairly simple. It's a whopping four sentences. I don't need a master's degree in four sentences. It's like, oh, okay, that's all we need. That's enough. Yeah. And I thought that was cool. I thought that was really cool. It's like, oh, maybe I could do this.
And it's the Christ energy that comes from the universe. It's nothing, it's not to do with the church. And my experience, when I had another experience, some of you listened to Brooke Medicine Eagle. Raise your hand if you went to listen to some of her amazing speakers. It was just so inspiring. Well, she and I did the Feldenkrais training together. And the second summer, we heard about a woman in her 90s who you could go and sit with. And we didn't know any more than that, but we called her and we made an appointment. And when she came to the door, I mean, she looked like an Amazon. She was this really tall, very straight, beautifully, very beautifully dressed woman and just invited us in and said, hello, dears. And said, now just here, sit down, take your, she'd asked us to bring notebooks or something. Write, I want you to write what God has to say to you. Just like that. No introduction, nothing. And so we did. And then she said, and what does Jesus have to say? And I wish I'd have kept it, but it's like totally so clear to me. And he said, my name on the earth has been, these are not his exact words, this is the meaning, connected with suffering. And it's really about the ascension. It's that we can rise above. It has to do with love. And I really got that because the thing of, I mean, you know, the suffering that the physical being had to go through, we can't even imagine, but it's the ascension. And I had the amazing experience of being in Jerusalem for Women's Prayers for Peace in the Middle East. It was a week-long or four-day conference in Tel Aviv. And after we went and we went into a cave that was said to be where Jesus went, you know, it was very profound to even be there. And this concept now on the planet, what we're about is bringing in love, unconditional love, and forgiveness. And the fact that it's about suffering, we suffer when we feel separated. We all suffer when we feel separated from our bodies. We suffer from pain that we have in our bodies. And the fact that we have found, you know, this amazing, like one way of being with gratitude, with joy, with amazing, like, wow factor, when we just touch that part of our bodies that we've been avoiding because it was painful or we didn't like the way it looked. And the fact that we can think, wait a minute, look at me. I have, Dr. Zach Bush says 70 trillion cells. Dr. Bruce Lipton says 100 trillion. You know, depends. It's a lot of cells. And everyone knows its function in the body. And we can connect that wisdom. We're connecting with that wisdom with this. And if we can connect with the love, we have a choice. Go back to Dr. Jerry Jampolsky. Love his little book. Love is letting go of fear. Do we choose fear and all the other emotions that we're all, you know, we're all part of because we're all human? Do we choose that or do we choose deep gratitude and love? And I love what Louise Hayes wrote in one of her books, I don't know which one, that if you can't say love to your body, you can say appreciation. You can use that. And some of you have heard me say this before. For many years, I couldn't say the word love. I had barbed wire around my heart. And I've come over the years through process of opening that and taking the wire and forgiving where it came from. And I thank heaven I have absolute understanding. And the way that forgiveness comes is knowing that that person did the best that they could. It was my first husband. He did the best that he could. And I just focus on the gifts he gave me. And I invite all of you to look at those things that stop us, that slow us down, that keep us from forgiveness of ourselves and others. I am so grateful for having this to share with you all. And let us just be here together in this place of appreciation. It's like a gathering of appreciation. that we can be here like this, and that we have our, many of you have your animals that are so amazing to us. And I'm going to give a shout out to Jewel's 100-pound amazing, he's not really a turtle, is he, being? He's, I think, maybe tortoise is, I need the right word, this being that lives in with Jewel. Big one. Any other thoughts this day? And then what we're going to do is shift to our bodies.
Joyce and Karen have their hands up. Our Joyce is trying to talk with mute on. So Joyce, you'd have to unmute yourself.
Oh, thank you. I'm not seeing the second row. Yes. I can't get
Joyce
down
there. Then is waving your hand, and then Karen.
Beautiful. And thank you. Can you unmute yourself, Joyce?
There we go. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Nice to see you, especially on this dawning of the age of Aquarius. It's so exciting. And I have to tell you, I was watching Effie Dressage earlier today, and that the horses can do what they do is, first of all, a miracle. And in the past, when you think of some of the training techniques that make it difficult for them, well, in the past, I would have watched this and watched the stiff bodies and the pulling and the kicking and just went, ugh. And today I'm watching, oh, look how lovely that horse is. He's so capable, even with the rider who's locked in the back and locked in the pelvis. And it was just incredible, even after yesterday, and thinking about this new light. And then speaking with you now, just doubling the aspect of, as you said, everybody's doing the best they can. But the beauty that I choose to see, rather than carry all the negativity. And so therefore, even though what I was watching is older and not current, those horses can feel it. They know when you're loving them, even, you know, because the cells pick it up. But to look at it with grace instead of, you know, negativity. So I'm excited for the light. And I did a heart hug, and at the very end opened my hands, and this great golden light just flew out from my heart. And I've never done that till after, you know, your beautiful meditation today. It's just incredible that it's just another level of lighting up the planet. So thank you, Linda, and everybody for being part of all of this.
Oh, Joyce,
it's divine.
Thank you. And I have to call you later and show you where your where I have your crystal
wine decanter.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to it.
I'm the caregiver for her, for this, for Joyce.
Yes. Thank you.
And then Karen, did you still have something to say?
Yes, when you said that aggression comes from fear and is a cry for help, that struck very clearly with me. And I'm hoping when I'm around that type of aggression, maybe I won't ever be again, but I don't know how I will respond thinking of it as being a cry for help. So it's a very important thing for me to have heard today. So thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And I mean, it changed my life.
Yeah.
And when we see, you know, what we see on the planet, and know that I was working with someone yesterday who, her son is in his 40s, and is very depressed. And I see that as this, you know, he doesn't know how to get over it, trying to figure out mentally how to get over it. But that's part of our body. And that's where I really want to stress, when we're feeling extreme fatigue or we have like depression, you look at other help for the body. And I'm quite certain that my sister said to me about a month ago, Robin said, Linda, can it be that you're depressed? Because, man, I had brain fog. I just could not, I couldn't think. And I said, well, I don't know what that looks like. I don't think so. I'm so grateful. But I was, and what was depressed was if I hadn't asked for this 3-day fecal check, I wouldn't have known that I have 4 very unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract. And first thing my nurse practitioner of 25 years said is, well, you can take this antibiotic. I said, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take an antibiotic. That is not going to save the planet. If any of you have ever read what's happening with the antibiotics, I mean, the more we use them, the stronger they get. And so she said, well, there is another choice. And this is really interesting. She said, it came from the knowledge that came from the First World War when the Allies were fighting in that part of the world with the Egyptians, for instance. More Allies died from dysentery than from being killed by war. But none of the Egyptians, they didn't seem to ever get dysentery. And what they observed is that they were taking a pinch of camel dung because it has a special fungus in it. And when Annie looked at my 4 bacteria from a science point of view, there's one of them that's very, very aggressive. Now, if I hit that with antibiotics, what the heck is it going to do to the rest of my body? And they can figure out how to just make them stronger. So there is a fungus that is available. It's a natural thing that I'm going to take, and I'm going to talk to that bacteria with this fungus. I said I could call a friend who has a camel and I could get some dung, but I'd rather take this, one of the companies that makes it. I think this would be a better option, but I'm putting this out there because when we're not feeling like, man, I just went dragging for months, as many of you know, in spite of my Beamer, which is a lifesaver, but anti-touch, which is a lifesaver, but that doesn't get to these viruses that I have and the bacteria. How can we talk to them with our science and with our thoughts? And so to this person whose son has this, I said, see if you can talk to him about finding out how he can support his body. Go to a naturopathic physician who can find other ways. So I want to put this out because in order for us to be all we can be, I don't know about the rest of you. I'd love to know how many of you have felt that your immune system is down from what's going on around the planet. And I thought I was, immune to this because I have these mirrors I put up around me. I have compassion for everything. Man, my cells weren't getting that. I mean, I was, I dropped my immune system from that. But I don't see that as a problem. I see that, this is very cool because I have the possibility of sharing this with you. And I know some of you have gone through the same pelvic floor issues that I have been going through. And the fact that we can discuss these, oh my God, those of you who weren't here last week, was pretty amazing with our Alice Lattice, who's 99 and knows all this things. She's a psychiatrist, but she's gone through so much stuff with her whole dropping of her rectum and her bladder and all this. And she has to actually, as she told us this, manipulate them in order to pee and poo. And she said, you tell me what gynecologists will know that because, to have somebody her age and have that happen and be able to actually deal with it and function and work, she still works, gives me a lot of inspiration and hope. And so sharing some of these difficulties, like Chanel, I mean, sharing these dark places we go to, call out for help, call from your angels, from your guides, and call from us when you want to pick up the phone. Because that's what this is about, is support. And Karen, this thing of, you know, when you first hear this, you know, aggression comes from a place of fear and is a cry for help. Like, really? I can't see it that way. But if we can recognize that within each being, they're all carrying in every cell in their body, all of the rage, you know, jealousy, all these things. I've seen it in my own body, and you can read it, but I've seen it in my own body. And that is our choice to know that, hey, that's true. And I have a choice to work to however I can to choose to make a difference, just to make a difference on the planet. There's a really interesting Netflix short series called Afterlife. I mean, it is hard. This guy loses his wife, and he has videos of her, and he just wants to die. And at first it like is, oh my God, it's like da da da. And then I suddenly got, whoa, this is where a lot of people are at. And it's so beautiful how through this process is talking over about six sessions. I just decided to stay with it. He comes to a place of really going from deep, deep pain and thinking he wants to die and appreciating the small things in his life. But it's so beautifully told. If anybody, you know, it's a process that I really appreciate. It's called Afterlife. Not my choice, because I go for uplifting, but took me into the life of where many people are at and showed him a way out. Marianne.
Now they're saying you have, and I'm trying to form all the words, but I know it starts with something and it ends with, you know, basically abuse ends or starts where knowledge ends. You didn't use abuse at the first word, I don't think, but it's something when knowledge ends. And what I find, particularly in this time with homeschooling, with teenagers and stuff, the idea that you get so frustrated and there's just nothing you can do. And it's truly where knowledge ends is when you lose control.
Yep.
You said it somehow nicer than that.
Well, it's a saying, and maybe Joyce remembers it. It's a saying from Xenophon about work with horses, where, and now, gosh, I haven't said it for so long. Say that again, and maybe I can get it.
It's something like, when your knowledge ends is where you become abusive. It's like abuse happens when knowledge ends, or you're out of control when knowledge ends. The idea.
Really relates. I had it for a second, and it's an old saying. Maybe somebody's quick on the computer can Google it. What a saying of Xenophon. I used to quote it all the time.
How do you spell it, that name?
Xenophon, Z-E-N-A-P-H-O-N, I think, Xenophon. Where knowledge and...
Hello.
Yeah.
Xenophon is X-E-N-O-P-H-O-N. Xenophon the Greek. And I don't remember the full quote, or I would give it to you.
I think it's like where knowledge ends, violence begins. It's basically that. It's really simple. It had to do with our with work with animals. But, you know, certainly true. It's been true in the lives of many people. So what
the only thing I'm finding, Linda, is where knowledge ends, religion begins. But I'm not finding the other quote yet.
Is that true? Oh no, that was what?
If she were to put in Xenophon plus horses.
Yeah.
Or Xenophon the Greek plus horse philosophy.
Yep.
Equine.
Anyway, is Shannon with us? I can't get down to my second row. Pam, hi. Nice to see you. Because Shannon was going to, I wonder, something must have happened.
I don't see her, Linda.
Yeah, because she's going to screen share something from the it's so beautiful that actually Charlotte, you sent to me and I sent on to Shannon. And it's looking at the third and the fifth dimension. It's just a beautiful image talking about, you know, showing what we have as a choice, where we come from and where we're going. And
Linda?
Yes.
May I just say, it came to me, violence begins where knowledge ends. That's what you were teaching us.
Right. And that, and that's the quote.
Yeah.
That's the quote. Yeah, just the other way around. Thank you, Teresa. Yeah. And this is where you all, and this is what I want to say over and over, what we can do with this turning of the clock into the age of light, bringing light in from the universe, from the heavens, from our archangels, from the star seed implantations. We can make these choices. And when we make conscious choices, knowing that all of that is in the part of all of us, and we consciously choose to make a different choice. And I have to cough. We make a difference on the planet. And there was another piece I wanted to read you a little bit more after our break. I just want to relate it exactly in this little Ho'oponopono book to what some of you said. So it's, let's, sorry, I need some water. So it's 3 minutes before the hour, before the end of the hour, sorry. So we're just going to take a break until 10 minutes after the hour. Let's get some water, stand up, move around. And I would really love to hear how any of you have found ways to use for yourself or share T-Touch during this last time. So we'll give you 10 minutes, no, 13, 12 minutes.